Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, March 20th, 2020. I'm Rich Straffolino. Microsoft announced a new version of its graphics API, DirectX 12 Ultimate, which unifies a number of hardware features to make optimizing games for the Xbox Series X and modern GPUs from NVIDIA and AMD easier. DirectX 12 Ultimate includes support for ray tracing 1.1, which no longer requires GPUs to ping a CPU for better performance, as well as variable rate shading, mesh shaders, and sampler feedback. AMD will support DirectX 12 Ultimate on cards based on its RDNA 2 GPU architecture, with NVIDIA supporting it on GeForce RTX cards and newer. DirectX 12 Ultimate will be released later in 2020. Following discussions with EU Commissioner Thierry Breton, both Netflix and YouTube committed to efforts to reduce internet bandwidth usage by their streaming services. Netflix said it will reduce bit rates to cut traffic on European networks by 25%. YouTube will switch all traffic in the EU to standard definition by default. Uber CEO Dara Khosrowshahi said on an investor call that ride volume has dropped by up to 60 to 70% in cities hit hardest by COVID-19, such as Seattle. Khosrowshahi stressed that even in a worst-case scenario of rides down 80% for the year, Uber would still have about $4 billion of unrestricted cash in the bank and a $2 billion line of credit. The company is also considering using its network to deliver needed items like medicine and basic goods. An Amazon spokesperson confirmed to CNBC that Amazon Prime Pantry, which launched in 2014, is temporarily closed in the U.S. due to higher order volumes tied to COVID-19. Prime Pantry lets Prime members buy packaged groceries and household items at a discount, then delivers to their door. No word on when the service will resume. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman and Debbie Wu report that Apple's 5G iPhone models are still on schedule to ship this fall, according to sources. Mass production is reportedly not set to begin until May. Assembly factories run by Foxconn in China hope to be fully operating by the end of March, but sources say not all operations may get up to normal speed for another month on top of that, as the flow of components to assemble is still slow. The iPhone release timeline could also reportedly slip if Apple is not able to send full teams of engineers to China factories to finalize designs and resolve issues. A Facebook spokesperson confirmed to TechCrunch that Instagram is testing an ephemeral text messaging feature that clears a thread whenever you leave it, after code for it was discovered by app researcher Jane Manchin Wong. The testing implementation allows users to swipe up from a direct message conversation to launch a dark mode messaging window, with messages disappearing once that's closed. Currently, the function is in internal testing only, with no word on when or if it will launch. StoreJ Labs launched its blockchain-based Tardigrade decentralized cloud storage service. This offers up to 19 petabytes of available capacity using nodes run by individuals and organizations, with about 3,000 users on the platform from its beta release. Uploaded files are encrypted, then split into 80 fragments that are distributed over nodes, with only 29 pieces required to reconstruct files to prevent outages if something like a node goes down. Tardigrade is S3 compliant, and according to co-founder Sean Wilkinson, the service starts at about half the price of centralized cloud storage. HMD Global announced the Nokia 8.3 5G, its first 5G-enabled device. The phone features a 6.81-inch display with a Qualcomm Snapdragon 765G chipset, 4,500 mAh battery, 6 or 8 GB of RAM, and 64 or 128 GB of storage inside. On the back is a 3-camera array with a 64-megapixel main sensor, a 12-megapixel ultra-wide-angle lens, a 2-megapixel macro lens, and a 2-megapixel depth sensor. The Nokia 8.3 5G goes on sale this summer for €599 for the 6GB model and €649 for the 8GB model. Organizers for the Game Developer Conference announced the event has been rescheduled for August 4th through the 6th at the Moscone Center in San Francisco. Called GDC Summer, the event will feature technical content, a new series of micro talks and fireside chats, as well as career development sessions. And finally, Razer CEO Ming Liang Tan announced the company is repurposing some of its manufacturing capacity to make surgical masks. He said the goal was to donate 1 million masks to health organizations around the world, with an initial shipment planned for Singapore. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes there and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.